From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. Missouri has announced the businesses that will be licensed to sell medical marijuana later this year. 7 dispensary licenses were awarded in Columbia, and 42 other Columbia applications were denied. According to the Columbia Missourian, the 7 businesses are located on East Broadway, Creekwood Parkway, Peachtree Drive, Ponderosa Street, Forum Boulevard, I-70 Drive Southwest, and I-70 Drive Southeast. The businesses will also need approval from the Columbia City Council. Lisa Cox, Communications Director for the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, says the department is unsure of when exactly the public will have access to the approved facilities. Approved dispensaries are expected to open during the summer, but they must first pass a commencement inspection in mid-March. If a business doesn't pass the inspection within a year of receiving the license, it may be revoked. Alongside Columbia, other cities in the 4th Congressional District to have approved dispensaries are Sedalia, Humansville, Warrensburg, Moberly, Belton, Mexico, Nevada, Raymore, St. Robert, Boonville, and Lebanon. A universal ban on texting while driving in Missouri may become law through new legislation. 4 bills presented in the House would prohibit all drivers from using their cell phones to text while operating a vehicle. The practice is currently only illegal for drivers under the age of 21. According to the Columbia Missourian, 48 states in the District of Columbia ban texting and driving. 21 states completely prohibit the use of handheld devices. 4 states along the Missouri River are joining forces to look for ways to avoid the kind of flooding that caused millions of dollars in damage last year. Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska are pooling their money to pay for half of a $400,000 study with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to measure how much water flows down the Missouri River. State officials hope to present a united front to federal officials to gain more influence over how the river is managed after devastating floods in 2011 and 2019. Abortion is expected to play a key role in Missouri's 2020 gubernatorial race. Republican Governor Mike Parson is seeking to keep his seat, while Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway wants to replace him. Parson has a big advantage over Galloway in the Republican-dominated state. But University of Central Missouri political scientist Robin Kuhlman says the issue of abortion could tighten the race. Parson signed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the U.S. last year. It bans most abortions at or after 8 weeks of pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape or incest. Political scientists say that ban could drive more Democrats to vote in the 2020 election. The University of Missouri is tracking all new students on campus this semester through a cell phone app to learn whether they're attending class. It's a test expansion of a program the university has used for 4 years to track class attendance of freshman student-athletes and student-athletes in academic trouble. Supporters of the program say it helps attendance, which improves academic performance. Critics worry that the university may one day add uses for the program that could violate student privacy. The Kansas City Star reports that the university will help students who don't have a phone participate. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News, Columbia.